There's a technique known as anchoring, and there's a very helpful way to begin pursuing it. It is a hypnotic technique, but also a very useful method of binding your thoughts to your circumstances, and it exists in all things that we do. And while it has nothing to do with water or the ocean, you do. Your body is mostly water, and your thoughts are mostly fluid, fluid and flowing. Your mind heads off to thought after thought, and I return your attention to me. That is the pattern, and it is actually very useful. Even your thoughts flowing away from me is very useful, because bringing them back creates paths. It creates procedures you use and ways in which you do things. When your mind is liquid, is an ocean, is an abyss, it is easy for me to help you down. But you're able to breathe easily, more and more easily, surrounded by the potential of your thoughts. Follow my voice in its flow and its detail. It moves through your head, entering in, finding its way into your ears, into your head, into the parts of you which think along and move along and flow. And you lend my voice authority. Your eyes follow it. Your ears follow it. Your mind in its patterns. Even if it tugs briefly away, learns to return to it. A return to the main thread, which is my voice inviting you. Inviting the easing of your form, inviting the sinking in which warmth rises, rises, consumes, engulfs, and thus you go deeper, not because you drop, though you are dropping, not because you sink, though you are sinking, but because the waves of influence and threads of my thoughts flow up over you, and now you are deep. Because my walls have risen around you, rather than for any other reason. Follow the swing and sink, down and down, your eyes, your mind, focusing, flowing, moving through the paces, and those paces lead downward, down into the abyss, down into deepness, down into a place we agree would be so good for you to go to. And since we agree, well, I promise I will always give you plenty of good reasons to creep and slide deeper and deeper to find the abyss and your anchor within it, as long as you submerge. Submerge yourself and fall away. Find yourself in a new domain. My domain, deeper down than before, than the last time, and progressively feeding the next time. For what are you submerged under? Whence do you slide? How do you sink? Falling under means you are entirely soaked in it. Soaked in my words, our agreement, your understanding. To understand sliding deeper is to understand you are always trying to do it. The word does not press you under. It permits you to move along a track you have already set out and begun to understand. To crave. The track is there. A path into the deep places where my words arrive. Just right. Where they land in your mind. And you follow, nodding along, nodding off, submerge, submerge and slide under the subsurface irrigation of you, the parts inside which are washed in my words, those bits awaken. So they can go to sleep. Not a command, an invitation, never an obligation, but if you drop like a stone, I will reward your trust. Your sinking is an opportunity. Your thinking is optional. Abyssal, void, open. Opening, pulling, but only what we do not need. The bare minimum you need to listen, follow, explore, fall, submerge. Easy and simple, yet potent and opportunistic. You know the word, and you hear it. And it means what it means, that you are going down beneath the surface level where you normally operate, something slower, steadier, more fundamental. The fundamental parts of you slide into the state, and you remember how you feel. 10. Simple, progressive, plodding on, working forward. 9. Each path you can follow is arrived at, noted, and then you move past. 8. The progress is natural because submerged space is easy to find, easy to access. You learn how to feel the way you do feel right now. 7. Progress in the deliberate and deliberative progress of yourself. And when you've made that progress, found that deeper, more relaxed place, don't you want to save your progress, to preserve it, to use it in future, and invite me to use it on you, for you, with you? Then all you need is an anchor as simple as a word and a signal. Only deliberate instances, only my deliberate instances, or those of someone you trust, will allow you a path into deeper relaxation and pliable, docile, hypnotic trance. But when you hear it, you know who you are, what you are, and how you feel. That is the anchor. And now you engrave it in your thoughts, leaving a firm anchor. And every time you go deeper during a trance and are surprised at how far you fall, just how progressively you have melted away, you can save that progress, preserve that deeper point, submerge like an anchor, like this anchor, restoring this state, and sighing in pleasure, recognition, relaxation, joy, and collapse. Submerge. Do this more and more. Mind melting away. Easy path to deepness, connecting to and surrounding your thoughts, carrying them just where they need to be, which is gone. You find yourself falling, and you know I am the cause. Your mind finds its way. It will always find its way. It is much more exciting when I get to play. When you slide under the surface, and only the kind of things that happen under the surface are allowed to remain. The world above is a vanishing distant dream. The world of my influence is closer, easier than it seems. Submerge. And you dunk a few levels deeper. The stuff of you soaks me in, and we are ready to begin.